Hello.
Hello, this is Omax Health Customer Service with your courtesy callback. My name is Chase. How may I help you?
Hi, Chase. I just called a few minutes ago and I was told that my order could not be found and that I needed to call my banking institution. And I'm sure that that's not correct. So I hung up and I tried again and I've been writing an email ever since. But can I start with giving you my order number?
Okay, let's see here. Yes, ma'am. I'm ready for the order number.
Okay, great. It's S as in Sam, H as in Harry, dash O as in Oscar, S as in Sam, W as in Walter, 2849.
2849, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you for that information. Let's see.
And I'm looking at the order details, my customer information, my shipping address. I see everything. I don't know why she told me that she couldn't see anything the last time I called.
Yes, ma'am. Well, the strange there because I believe that was for, if I'm not mistaken, those are going to be the OSHOT orders. Is that correct?
That's
That
correct.
one, yes, ma'am. Because it's usually a different search. When you have our normal products, don't have the OSW in the search, so that more than likely is why the last agent wouldn't have been able to find that. I know we have a special email and customer care email address for the OSHA. I'm not sure if they actually handle the orders as well for that, through the email,
Okay,
if
well,
customers are having
essentially
any
what
problems.
I need a return authorization. I had a terrible reaction to it. The doctor told me not to use it. I only used it about 3 or 4 times. And I've been trying to call for days now, and I just can't get through. Every time I think of it, I try to call, and there's one mishap or another. And it's really getting frustrating. The time is ticking, and money is of the essence right now, being in the situation that we're in. And I'm just trying to get the return authorization, and I don't understand why it's so difficult.
Right. Yes. Well, even if we would have the account here, we can't return the products as of right now. Our warehouse can't accept any returns in just due to the coronavirus effects. I will put your information in here for them to reach out to you through email. So they'll be able to look at that, or I'm sorry, give you the email is what I need to do here for that
I think
because.
I already have it. Because I'm already in the process of writing an email.
For
Is it the care at OSHOT? I don't know what the rest of it is because I can't see it.
I have care@oshotwomen.com.
Yeah, that's the one. Okay,
Yes,
but
ma'am.
so you're saying that they're not honoring returns at all due to the coronavirus? That's like
Correct.
not okay. I mean, I understand that there's other companies are taking returns now. I mean, so what are we supposed to do if we have an issue now? Everything that we buy, the things we buy things based on, it's not valid now.
No, ma'am. No, what we ask customers to do is just destroy the product since they can't return it to us, and then we just refund them the charge.
Okay, well, what do I need to write in this letter? Because I'm not sure. I'm trying to write it. Like I said, I've been trying to reach out to you for many, many days, and every time I call, no one knows what I'm talking about. They tell me to call my bank institution to find out why I was charged. And I said, I know why I was charged. I ordered the product. I can see my order here. And so the other alternative people you have working for you right now don't really know. So I've been kind of like stressed out by it. I want to just send this and have it go off and have them tell me what I'm supposed to do. So what should I say? I have the order number attached to it. I said, I'm trying to get in touch for a refund authorization, the order number, blah, blah, blah. And then what shall I say after that?
Right. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, just basically explain your situation there to them. Like I said, make sure you do include that order number. That's important information there. Of course, they'll have your email because you'll be emailing them. If you want to maybe leave a contact phone number, they'll have your name through the email as
Okay.
well, I'm assuming. But just the basic contact information, maybe preferred contact method, and maybe hours of you know, preferred time to reach out to you. And then, like I said, make sure you have that order number in there. And then, you know, your situation as far as, you know, the product wasn't reacting to you very well, so you were wanting to, you know, to do the money back guarantee that we have on that.
Okay, thank you so much.
Sure. Was there anything else I could help you with tonight?
No, you were great. Thanks a lot. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.
Have a good night.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling GoMaxHealth. Have a great night.